Ever notice that I frequently talk about economics? What's a lawyer doing talking about economics? I did read and study economics, but there are other reasons why economic issues are dear to this heart. Lawyers do lots of different things. But for many of us, law is a helping profession. We work with people who are headed for bankruptcy and other events that will turn their lives upside down. We do our best to help them avoid personal tragedies or pick up the pieces. We don't think of clients as numbers, but as people, most of whom we like and respect. We learn not to think of financial reverses as a judgment about their character, decency, or personal value. It happens for all sorts of reasons, often beyond our client's control. When it is a mistake, it's often a part of learning how to do business or operate in this world. Some of the world's most successful people have been through bankruptcy. Up close and personal, we care. So the national recession wasn't just a set of numbers for me. It was a catastrophe in the lives of many people. There were passengers on the national ship on a foggy night when the captain crashed into another vessel. Millions of people went overboard, leaving their jobs and belongings behind. Rescuing people isn't a choice. It's an obligation, just as it wasn't optional whether to pick our friends up from the wreck of the Achille Lauro. And SOS has a clear and obligatory meaning. But there's another reason. One could trace it to a famous French aristocrat who visited and wrote about the U.S. in the 1830s. But statistical studies beginning after World War II keep making the point that poverty and inequality are both hostile to the survival of democracy. Historians studied the failure of democracies on multiple continents and reached the same conclusion. Others with different methodologies keep reaching similar conclusions. It's not a surprising conclusion. During the Great Depression in the 1930s, many were worried that we'd lose our system of self-government, and some advised President Roosevelt to take dictatorial powers, but he refused. Now science has come to support common sense. Poverty can be dangerous, not only to individuals, but to society. It makes people desperate, and when they are, all bets are off. With that knowledge, it's painful to me to watch Congress leave the victims of corporate shenanigans in the dirt as if there was so much trash. And as an attorney, it's particularly painful to me to watch the U.S. Supreme Court under Chief Justice Roberts doing everything in its power to play the role of the Sheriff of Nottingham, robbing from the poor to pay the rich. Many of those decisions are complex legally as well as economically, but their effect on the fairness of the contracts we sign daily and on the lives of many people are extensive and often tragic. To me, the Roberts Court is threatening our democratic patrimony. The personal suffering would be enough. The risk to our country is hard to bear.